Get Talent Podcast.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Get Talent Podcast. My name is Danny Herskowitz, Director of Talent with Glomo, and I'm here with my incredible coworker, Rhiannon Brown, recruiter at Glomo as well.
Hello. Thanks for having me on the podcast. I'm super excited about it.
Welcome to the greatest show on earth.
Yeah, I'm so happy you're here, Rhiannon. How are you doing today?
Yeah, I'm doing really well. Thank you. How are you?
Good. It's been a busy week for us.
It has. We're always busy. Middle of the summer, lots of people wanting to move around, but it keeps things exciting. So.
Oh, yeah, it definitely does. So, yeah. So, Rhiannon, what are we talking about today? Why are you here?
Yeah, so we were going to discuss kind of the concept of internships, how you hire for them, tips, kind of the pros of having an internship. So I was Glomo's first ever intern back in February of this year. So I came on kind of through my experience. We, you know, changed the intern process, we adapted it, we made it better. And now, you know, we're continuing to grow and hire even more. So it's obviously a passionate topic for me. Freshly graduated. So the job, you know, the graduate job world is a scary place. And I think that a lot of people need to know about the pros of internships.
Awesome.
Yeah, I really wanted to talk about this. Me and Ben last week were talking after recording our last podcast. You know, I had this idea. I said, I really want to talk about internships. And I thought you would be the perfect person because you were the first intern, as you said. You were the first person that I ever worked with, really, as an intern. So that was an amazing experience for me. And I really thought back to a lot of my old experiences starting out in recruiting.
A long time ago.
You know, we talked about this when we had our meetup in New York City, our quarterly meetup for our team, where, you know, one of my first jobs, I came in and it was a recruiting job for financial services recruitment. And I went in and my boss at the time gave me a phone book and he said, just go ahead, start calling people.
What the?
And
it's crazy.
Did it. And I was in the middle and he put me in the middle of the room in front of everyone to see and watch. Mm-hmm. And I just went down this list and it was brutal.
I agree.
It was brutal calling. You know, I learned a lot from it, but I take this, you know, really seriously because when you joined, you know, I really wanted to make sure that you were getting the best experience possible starting out in recruitment. And I really wanted you to have a really good association with it, you know, yeah, a lot better than I did, and really be set up for success in the best way you can. So, you know, this is I'm really excited to be talking about this with you.
No, agreed. I think it's a great topic. And I think we've both seen both ends. I've been the intern and you've been the individual who, you know, has their first experience kind of running an internship, mm-hmm, and building those relationships. You know, if you think that last year we'd never even met before, and right, then we were working every single day on this internship together. And I think, you know, without speaking for you, I think that there's a lot of benefits for people who are already the employees because they learn more about themselves and they learn how to, you know, do managing styles and do check-ins and they learn how to explain all the recruiting concepts to someone who's a complete beginner.
So true. That's amazing because that's what I felt. I felt like for me, it was just as much of a learning experience as you had. And, you know, it was amazing. So yeah, I'd love to hear, Rhiannon, about your personal experience.
Yeah.
Finding an internship with Glomo and your job search. What was that like?
Yeah, definitely. So I started searching for jobs kind of winter break of my senior year of college. So that was this kind of January when I graduated in May. So I already knew that I didn't necessarily know whether I wanted an internship or a full-time job. At the time, I was very much just searching, kind of trying to figure out what I wanted to do with my life. So I double majored in psychology and economics. I kept it very broad so that I had lots to learn and also lots of different paths to go down because I never wanted to limit myself from, you know, a young age.
Wow.
So I kind of took the psychology and the economics and I knew that I wanted to work with people. I knew I wanted to have a different day every day. I wanted to be helping people and just you know, I didn't want to be sitting behind a computer just typing out documents all day. I wanted to be having interactions and learning about the world.
I got it.
So I started to just kind of research, do some very basic searches on like LinkedIn jobs, Indeed.com. They were very popular within my graduating class, just to kind of search up some jobs, see what's out there. And then, yeah, I found the Glomo internship. I decided to apply because the job description just, you know, seemed like a perfect fit. There wasn't too many, there weren't insane expectations for what I should have already had experienced, which was great because obviously as a college grad, you haven't necessarily got that life experience or work experience yet. So it was a good, everything that you guys wanted, I felt like I aligned with very well. So I applied, and then I applied to loads of other positions as well. It is honestly very hard out there. You don't get responses. You get a lot of rejections, and it's definitely, your ego takes a bruise a little once in a while. But then I ended up, you know, getting that email from you guys asking some questions and did that interview, and it worked, and I went with my gut and it felt right. So my internship experience was amazing. I did not think I would have an internship during college because, you know, I was a full-time student, you know, very social, wanted to enjoy my senior year, but it ended up working out so perfectly. You know, I split up my days and I'd be working with Glomo some days, doing school the other days. It was the perfect balance. It kept me excited. And I learned so much so quickly, and not even just like about the industry or the job. I learned so much about myself, and I grew, and my confidence has just grown exponentially ever since I started the internship, because, you know, I was never sitting in meetings with important adults before. I was just in college rooms with other kids. And now I'm sitting on these Zoom calls talking to CEOs of companies, and I would not have ever thought I would be able to do that. But having that internship experience before the full-time position really helped me build up those skills and build up that confidence and build up those relationships that when I graduated, it was a seamless transition into just the full-time position.
You did a great job.
Yeah, that's amazing. I feel like, I like what you said. You know, you grew professionally, but you grew personally. That's something that I experienced joining Glomo, just in general, our culture.
That's right.
And I had the same experience working with you as well. It was really personal growth, you know, and professional as well. So that's really cool that you had that experience. And what would you say the benefits were? So now you know, after it was 4 months, and what would you say the benefits were of being in that internship and now joining Glomo full time and having had that experience?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I would say personally, the main benefit was getting that experience in a smaller burst. So like, you know, if I come just to Glomo in June when I graduated, I wouldn't have known anything about the industry, anything about recruiting. I wouldn't have known if that was what I wanted to do. But through the internship, I got to learn about the industry. I got to speak to people, and I got to try out all of these skills and try out making my own calls and reaching out to candidates, and figured out like that really was something that I could see myself doing full time.
Yes.
And I think that the internship really gives you that option to kind of have this temporary time frame where you just commit to learning. And that's what an internship is. It's, you know, obviously it is about having a job, and for some people, you know, having that income, and that is super important too. But for me, the purpose of an internship is to learn. It's to immerse yourself in an experience in a like period of time, and to just sit there and put all your energy into it and just give it a shot. You know, some people will come away from an internship and be like, you know what, that isn't for me. I don't want to pursue that as a career. But for me, I came out, okay, yeah, this is something that really aligns with everything I've always said about myself and what I want with my life. And I love it. So it worked greatly. So I think the number one benefit is definitely just having that option to have that position on a temporary basis and just give it a try.
Wow, that's good stuff.
Because a lot of people are scared to apply for jobs that they don't, you know, they don't feel like they know if they want to do it or not. But the internship gives you that opportunity to just give it a try. I would say other benefits, just it really is that kind of transitional phase between being in college and doing school or, you know, whatever other job you're doing, and then going into the full-time workforce, it gives you kind of the little basic understanding so that when you do finally transition, it's not like, oh my goodness, this is terrifying. You know, it kind of eases you into it, I would say. And I mean, all of the connections that I made with people across the industry, across the globe, all of the opportunities I had during my internship alone were things that a lot of my friends, you know, didn't have. And I felt really lucky that I was able to have those. So
yeah, that's it.
Yeah, I think you had such an advantage because, you know, when I, through my years working in as a recruiter in global mobility, I always was thinking it would be so cool to have an internship and to learn about the industry, learn about recruiting in general. But, you know, our business, our industry, it's so niche and to find out about it at such so early on in your career, I think is amazing. And yeah, the fact that you transitioned over from being an intern, but I think what you did was your approach was actually pretty different to me, pretty unique in the fact that you didn't treat it like an internship or what you said, a temporary situation. You treated it like a full-time and a true team member, a true colleague. And that's what really impressed me about, you know, how you approach this internship. And not every company is as lucky to have that, but that was just, to me, it was amazing how, you know, we were bouncing off ideas with each other within like 2 or 3 days into it already. We were talking about different ideas. So, you know, that is amazing. And the fact that you had that experience early on and then coming in as a full-time employee, I mean, that's incredible. So obviously we're both big advocates of interns, but why should companies, why should our clients hire interns?
Why?
I think there's a whole load of reasons. I think that it takes a lot of work, and I think you really have to make sure that you are, you know, implementing a program that is going to be efficient. But I think that benefits of having an internship, you know, they're just great. So, I mean, firstly, you know, you have these new people coming in, potentially a new generation, have had different educational experiences, especially with everything that has happened in the past 3 years with the pandemic and just everything that's going on in the world. We all know how crazy it is being right now. And I think that my generation of college graduates have had a really unique experience the past few years of entering adulthood in this kind of stage of fear over this pandemic and a lot of, you know, discourse across the world. And I think that we bring a really unique perspective to all of these things. Like, I love being able to sit in meetings because I feel like I have opinions that you guys maybe haven't thought of, and the same with you, vice versa. So I think the main thing with having an intern is you have all this fresh, energetic, very impressionable kind of talent. And these people are so excited for this internship opportunity and so excited to be in the real world, as they say, that they're going to bring all these fresh ideas and help you really just build your company and make sure that you're appealing to every generation and make sure that you're being as creative as possible. And I think that's part of the reason why we're growing so quickly, because, you know, we're all so open to others' opinions and we're all such different people that are just brought together because we're aligned with the same kind of beliefs and goals. But I think we all challenge each other, and that is something that is really important to have within your company. So I would say that's definitely the top. I mean, also, I think that, you know, having anyone doing an internship is great for the brand. You know, I mean, I talk about Glomo 24/7. All of my friends in my senior year of college knew about Glomo. They knew what we did. They knew about my internship. They were so supportive. But I think that by having those interns coming on, if you give them that positive experience and you empower them and you make them feel like this is something I want to be a part of, whether or not they end up becoming a full-time employee, you've got those positive events that are in people's minds. And, you know, with social media, everyone talks. Everyone knows everything these days. People can write reviews. The click of their fingers, they'll be writing a bad review on you if you do something wrong. And I think that giving a positive internship experience makes your company a lot more desirable to new talent and people who graduate. That's definitely something that people would be like, okay, yeah, this is somebody I want to work for. So yeah, I think that's definitely another one. And then, I mean, obviously the obvious benefit is you have it's a great way to train up potential full-time employees. That's kind of what you guys did with me. Even if they don't end up working full-time, you're really building up a talent pipeline of these people who have built these relationships and understand the business and understand the team, and then they can come in fresh and they've already been trained. So I would say they're my top three benefits.
Amen!
That's great. Those are really great benefits. So the first one is new perspectives on organizational issues.
Yeah.
And then the second one is it's a great way to build the brand.
Yeah.
And then the third one is it's a pipeline for future employees. And I really like what you said about the transition. And I also think it's great because it, you know, regardless, it really helps you develop a process. It helps you work together with others. And there's so many benefits you get, yeah, regardless of the outcome of it. And those are amazing points. Let's kind of give them, you know, a little bit around tips. So what are three tips that employers can look to do to start to improve their internship program? What have you seen from us working together, you know, starting, being the first intern, really starting the internship program, and now starting to bring on other interns? What can they start to do to improve their internship programs?
Honestly, my biggest piece of advice as someone who went through this and has had friends in other internships is give your interns the power to be their best. I think that a lot of people have this assumption that internships are just another thing for the resume that get popped on there, and then the employers get someone for a few months who can help out with the admin. And obviously all of that is still very important. I want to clarify that when I started, I was doing admin, I was responding to emails. I wasn't straight in recruiting people. It took a bit of time, but I loved doing that admin work because I knew that I was still getting to hop on meetings every week and give my opinion. And I knew that it was you guys teaching me the process to eventually become a recruiter. And from day one, you guys made it very, very clear to me that all you wanted was for me to thrive and grow and learn and become a great recruiter. So I knew that when I was doing all of this, you know, busy work, as people would say, that it was for a purpose. And I think that it's very easy to not have a structured program and to, I don't want to say neglect, because that sounds like a bad word, but to kind of, you know, to just not treat your interns as if they are an equal employee. And obviously I completely understand, you know, a lot of interns are younger, they're not full-time employees, but they have the potential to be, they have the talent to be, but you have to give them the work for them to show their potential. And I think it's just so important to give these interns the shot to be on projects, to be on meetings, to bring their own ideas, and just give them the work that you would give someone that you were training to become a full-time employee, to really just let them show off their potential. And again, if they do the real work and they don't like it, they won't work for you. And then a year down the line, you've got all these employees leaving. So I think definitely my number one tip is just really make the most of the interns. And obviously, you know, we have interns now and it's great having someone to do my boring emails sometimes. I'm like, awesome, I don't have to read through 10 emails today. Great. Mm-hmm. But it's super important to just utilize them and make sure that you're giving them things that actually mean something, and make sure that you're giving them the potential to show off all the talent that is the reason you hired them in the first place. So I would say that's my biggest tip. I mean, I would say secondly, you really need to just make, I mean, I've already kind of mentioned this, but I think it's important to really make sure that you have, before you start hiring interns, you need to seriously sit back and like brainstorm about how you want the internship program to look and what type of candidates you want. So for me and Danny, you know, we've both been sourcing for our new interns at Glomo, and it's been a really eye-opening experience, because how do you pick between people? When you're presented with all these people that want to work for your company, how do you decide who's going to be the best fit?
I agree.
And I think it's definitely, it's been a really important learning experience for me, because, you know, I'm a big people pleaser. I want everyone to love me. I love everyone. And the thought of denying someone from our internship makes me feel horrible. I don't like it. But I've learned that that's what you have to do. And also, some people just aren't the right fit. But we figured that out because we sat and had these conversations and went, this is the type of person we need. This is how we are as a team. This is how we function. What type of person will fit into that? And we created this persona of the type of person that can really, really thrive and succeed at GLOMO. And I think that that helped us really move along the internship process and speed it up, make sure we got the right people, and we're not wasting resources. We're not hiring people for the sake of hiring. We're hiring people that we're like, you would be a great fit for this team. You have so much potential. We want to give you the option to show that off. So I think that's, you know, that's also super important. And I think just, you know, for employers, if you're starting up an internship program, just you really have to advertise it. You have to get it out on all of the job sites, you know, post it on LinkedIn, post it on Indeed, post it on social media, really get people to promote this internship. And, you know, if I see something on my social media, I've had this a lot from kind of organizations in college where someone will post in a Facebook group and be like, oh, you know, the place I used to intern for is hiring and I had this amazing experience, go check it out. And if I see that, I'm so much more inclined to actually check it out and to ask questions and to see if it's something for me rather than just scrolling past something on LinkedIn.
All right.
Those are amazing points. I like all of them. Those are perfect. So the first one you said is give interns real work.
Yes.
Right. So that's, I think, from the very beginning, the way we've sort of laid out our training process, it's all real work, right? It's all from the very beginning. You're learning that full cycle to be a recruiter. And it's as real as it gets. And then the second thing you said was defining your ideal persona, your ideal candidate. And that's something we talk about to our hiring managers as recruiters all the time, but it's harder to do it for yourself sometimes, which is funny. Yeah. But we've been learning a lot about the types of people that fit well from a cultural perspective into our organization. And that's been a great experience. And then I like what you said about advertising internships. You know, we've gotten some great recommendations from people in our industry as a result of advertising for internships. So that's incredibly important from a branding perspective and from an attraction standpoint to bring in the best young talent to come work for your company. So any closing thoughts, Rihanna?
Well, you know me, I always have plenty of thoughts. I could ramble on about internships for hours, so you'll have to cut me off eventually.
Me too.
I had a really, really positive experience with my internship. I completely applied on a whim, did not expect this to be the path my life went down, but it ended up being exactly what I needed it to be. And I think I had such a positive internship experience, and that led to me having a full-time job that I adore and that I actually want to wake up in the morning for. And I think that I want others to have that experience. You know, I think that it's terrifying. You go through school, you have all this time where you just learn all these classes, you can learn anything you want. And then suddenly one day you graduate and you have to pick one thing to do. That's really scary. You're committing to doing something all day, 5 days a week, and that really being a huge part of your life. And I think that it's just so important that we give people these options to try out different industries, to try out different positions, to, you know, just connect with the teams and really figure out what they want to do. Because yes, I think that college and just life and traveling, there are so many ways you can figure out your life passions. But I don't think you can truly know that you're going to love a job until you've had an experience doing it. And the only way to experience it without just jumping right in, and maybe people do that and they're a lot braver than me, but I think that it's great to have a bit of a preview almost. You know, I really, I showed myself my potential. I didn't think I would have been capable of, you know, the job and the position that I'm in now, but I tested it out and I realized that actually I'm a lot more capable and confident and able to do things than I originally thought. And yeah, I mean, that's kind of my ramble on it, but I just think, I don't know. I just think they're a great thing. And I think you need to be willing to put in the effort to make the program effective. I think that there are a lot of internship programs that do not give these benefits because they're just not structured and they're not effective and they're not properly monitored and the interns just don't feel a part of the team. And I think that if you have the resources and the time and you're willing to put in that effort to make the internship program a really good educational experience, then I think that you're going to see nothing but benefits coming from it.
That's awesome. Thanks, Rihanna. This was a great episode.
Yeah, of course. I'm so happy I got to come on and talk. It's going to be weird listening to my voice back again.
Yeah, it's definitely strange. But thanks so much.
Yeah,
this was, I think that for me, you know, I really liked what you said, that you know, when that last part about kind of having a preview of everything. And that's kind of how I felt when we were working together. Because if you had joined as a full-time employee, I don't think I would have had that same experience, that same preview. So in just a great point in terms of for our clients, right? You, the trainer or the person or the hiring manager, they get such a great benefit from that transition as well, from a growth perspective for them personally. So it's just great growth opportunities all around.
I completely agree. I think we've both seen both sides of it and can vouch for it. And I mean, you know, the working relationship that we've built by having me as the intern and working that out, I think that really helped us become this team that we are now. And, you know, everyone sees me and Danny on calls every day. We're always back and forth. And I think that that relationship being built during an internship and me teaching you about how to kind of manage and be more open with other people doing your admin stuff, and then for me just learning everything, I think it's a great opportunity for everyone.
Thanks so much, Rihanna. Well, that's all I think today.
Yeah.
This is Danny Herskowitz, Director of Talent, and Rhiannon Brown, Recruiter as well. And thank you so much.
Thank you.
Take care.
Hey, if you like the show today, please hit subscribe and leave us a 5-star review. We'd appreciate it so much. Also, feel free to connect with us on LinkedIn or check us out on Glomo.com.
Get Talent Podcast.